Yo, what up? What's up? What's in the happen? It's Daki Day, your boy, coming to you live on dakiday.com, www.dakiday.com. What's going on? What's happening? Waiting to happen. I hope you are right. I hope you're fine. I hope you're healthy. I hope you're in good health. I hope everything is just fine wherever you are. So, what I have to talk about today be like this. You know, say, after my trip to Niger, just came back from Niger some weeks ago. I don't tell you now, man, why I won't try speak English now. The policy here now, Pidgin, wetin dey happen? Oh, na shine your eye, oh, nothing do now. So, I don't come back from Niger now. I want to talk about it. I know say you get things where I go see for Niger. You know, this is my Niger journey, my Niger trip. My trip to Niger was kind of like an eye opener in a way, you know. It go make me see so many things where we say I can't realize so many things. I don't realize so much. I've realized so much and I've seen so much. Well, we say it don't make me begin to think again, because and I don't say I don't the people don't they talk about African consciousness and everything, you know, all those kind of things, African awareness, how can we like uplift our consciousness and like free ourselves from all this mental slavery where we there inside. You know now, you know what I want to try to talk about now. I don't want to stress and too much. Make I know me. So this is my Niger trip, where just ended, come make me realize so much. Say, he gets so much where we need to do. So much has to be done, man. I swear to God, I go Niger, I go see how black people, they live. It's like, damn, man. We really have to work on our consciousness. The few of us, we don't open eye, where they scream, they talk, they preach. They preach about change. They talk about change, how we can educate ourselves, how we can free ourselves from this bondage where they don't put us and where we don't allow ourselves to be put in. Man, we really need to do more. We need to, like, open churches, like Church of Wisdom. We need to make it a physical thing, like a physical place, a brick and mortar church, where we say people could come inside and we could, they preach, they lecture them every Sunday. We need to do like the real, like the Orthodox things, those 419ers, those criminals, where they call it. You know, we need to take them to that level. Because my people, the things we are go see for Niger, man, it can make me realize how deep where all this mess is. It can make me realize how deep this problem is. It can make me realize how deep this wahala be. You know, the wahala of our minds, the way they don't lock, being locked up, you know, but you know, the way where our mindset, you know, the kind mindset where we they operate on. This my Niger trip come make me see, say, this thing they deeper than life itself. They deeper than waiting me, they sit down here, they scream. I'm telling you now. The way where people, where Africans on the continent, they think. See, the number one problem, I don't talk them before, the number one problem, our problem, religion. I don't talk them before. I don't preach about this thing. I don't preach on this thing, talk about this thing. They, people think they are the play. I don't talk about this thing. They, people, they know they take it serious. Religion is a very big problem. Religion is what is putting Africans in bondage. Religion is really messing. See, and I don't want to talk about like I don't want to categorize the whole thing, like put all Africans in it. I won't talk about Nigerians because I visited Nigeria. On my next trip, I go touch another African country, maybe Ghana or Togo or Benin. Religion don't put Niger people in a very serious bondage. You know, the chain where religion take whole Niger people. That chain too big, too huge. We be say that chain, we go need like enough heat to melt them, to break them open, to break them so that we go free Niger people. Again, waiting I go see for Niger, way make me like, wow. See, me with my kind of mindset, me with the way me they think, how my mind has been programmed, how me don't program my mind because nobody could program me. I myself programmed my mind to think the way I want to think. I have control over myself. And I'm not bragging. I have control over myself, over the decisions I make, over my mind. As I am now, I'm not afraid of shit. I don't believe in shit. I believe in me. Make a just tell you now, small of how I do, who I am. I believe in me. I don't believe in all those bullshit. I decide the things I do. I don't program, condition my mind. I am free from the matrix where the most people they inside. I'm free from all those things like, you know, things like religion. I don't believe, you know, I freed myself of that like since 1993. Since 1993, I think when I was 12 or 13 years old. When I asked the guy, the Reverend Father at the church, why the fuck he's telling us? Why is he telling us this and that? And he couldn't take my question. And I asked the other Reverend Father why he's telling people that this man, that the dead body lying in the church is going to heaven. When he himself knows quite well that there is nothing like heaven and hell. So that was like, you know, I freed myself of that bullshit like years back. So I have programmed myself to think the way I want to think. The way the universe intended for me to think. As at the end, we do not see. I believe in the Trinity. I believe in the Trinity. That's the way they say Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But the Trinity where I believe in, my late father, my late mother, and myself, we are the Trinity. My father, my mother, and me. So, waiting. Father, mother, child. Well, what else? Anyway, nobody waiting. I won't talk about me that. So. This is my Niger journey, the journey where I go, Niger go, God don't make me realize, say, Africans really, Nigerians really need help. In fact, make I say Africans, Black Africa really needs help, very serious help. Religion, don't scatter us, don't destroy us, don't they, like, them don't use religion to program us, so they make us think one way. They make us think one direction, one dimensional. Make a talk and like that. I mean, one say one directional, but if it still makes sense, sure. But they don't use religion program us to make us think one dimensional, one directional. I don't see that. And me away from here, I could continue that. Make I finish that one first. I don't see that inside Uber. Inside taxi Bolt for Lagos, I won't start conversation. I kickstart conversation with the driver. Waiting come out for the driver mouth baffles me. I'm like, wow. In most cases, I could just stop the conversation. I don't want to conversate with that driver again. Because I know, say, if I continue to conversate with this driver, either I will end up making him angry or It's just a waste of my breath. Some people, when I kickstart conversation with them, I mean for Lagos, eh? When I kickstart conversation with them, we begin the conversate. We begin the jarret. Some things where could come out of their mouth could indicate to me, say these people, say they are willing to learn. I'm telling you that the truth. Some people, when I sit down, when I sit down, even my cousin, when they talk about all this, the things will come out for her mouth, been indicate to me, say she's willing to learn. And I was able to like tell her things. So I started telling her things, and she was just sitting there with her mouth open, looking at me. She started asking me questions, and I explained things to her. I took time to explain things to her. I'm telling you that the truth, because she didn't know these things. The same with my brother, same with my uncle, same with my sister. I explained things to them, and they were like looking at me up with their mouths, with their jaws dropped, and asking me questions. And I answered every single question where they've been thrown at me. At the end of the day, I was able to teach them some things, so like in like put a little like new knowledge inside their head. So I credited myself for that. And me, with my level of intelligence, with the mindset, with the things where they inside my head, I carry that kind of mindset, go Niger. It was like me going from, discovering a different civilization in the jungle. It was like me going into the jungle and discovering that the ants where don't build a huge ant hill, say they were just emerging out of this thing, Stone Age, as a new civilization. So say them just started building roads, and you know, I know say ants, they get better roads inside ant hills, right? Them get better roads inside. And have you ever cut open an ant hill? If you don't, the opportunity to stay around, because we've been get them for our house, for our compound, growing up as a child. We used to go dig them, cut them open, and I don't know why my father used to do that. We would cut them open and pour diesel and all those things and set it on fire. I don't know why my father used to destroy them. I don't have a clue. I don't want to talk on that. But we will cut open the ant hill. You will see how civilized, a well-organized civilization. Good roads, good tarred, smooth roads, well-organized. Them get the soldiers, them get the workers, and them get those ones where just the chill, they hang around. They chill, they protect. Then the soldiers, then them get the main soldiers, like this, like the equivalent of the secret service. Then they protect the queen. Then when you enter inside, you have to go down deep into the ant hill, and then you will see a cocoon. Where the queen, they encase the queen in a, it's amazing. You need to see an anthill, I'm telling you. So me going, it's like me going, being a human with all our advancement and splendor and all that, and then going into the jungle, discovering an anthill that they are just emerging, they are beginning to emerge out of their stone, bronze, whatsoever. That's what I've been feel for Niger, inside Niger, the time where are they Niger? Because the level of my this thing was just far ahead of the ass. the way we have been, the thing was just far ahead of theirs. I was like, what the fuck? What the hell? These people will trip. They will walk Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And on Sunday, instead of them relaxing, they will go to a church and waste their time, waste their energy. And, you know, I don't talk about this thing before, but it was amazing seeing it up close. Them don't use religion. Them don't use religion. Oh, my people. So they, my people, they think one directional. My people, they think one way, one dimensional. People, we where they talk, we where they scream, we need to do more. Because this thing they did, we need to do more. We need to do more. I know say for social media, I know say the algorithm, no, they agree, we make people do this kind of recording. And if you do this kind of recording, you post them, you get waiting. You know, these people, them don't program the algorithm to fish out some words. Maybe say, if you use some words, then go demote your site, then go blackball you, then go blacklist you or whitelist you. Make I don't say blacklist, then go whitelist you so that your page no go appear, make people see. But people, the lies where they don't tell Africans don't make Africans so stupid, so dumb. To the extent where we say the dumbness come be normal, come become normal to them. They feel say it's normal to be like that. The lies that they've told to Africans over the years don't dumb them down. So they come feel say it is normal to behave, to live like that. Up till today, would you believe that Niger people still they worship anything way from the abroad, anything way look light skin? If you are light skin and you from the abroad come, they will worship you for Niger, for Lagos. They still believe say everything way from the abroad is better than theirs. And I'm standing there and I'm shaking my head. I'm looking, I'm saying, you know. I'm just saying, you know. We need to teach, to talk more. We need to do more, to preach more. Like I talk, we need to open this kind of things. We need to make it brick and mortar, make it physical. Create physical places where people fit come, like every Saturday people fit come, or every Sunday people trip in and we could lecture them, we could give them our history, we could teach them our stories, we could teach them our history, we could teach them about us, about them, we could preach to them about them. We could preach to our children about them, about us, who we were, who we used to be, and who we are. We could preach to our children. We could teach our children our spirituality, not religion, not foreign religion. We could teach to our people that it's all right to pour libation. We could teach to our people that it is all right to have your little shrine for your backyard. We could teach to our people that it is all right to believe in Mami Water. We will teach our people that it is all right to believe in those things. We could tell our people that the white, this thing that is hanging in your house got nothing to do with you. We go tell our people that foreign religion no get any business for their lives. We go tell our people, say going to a church every day and be listening to someone tell you about a man from Nazareth, no get anything to do with them. We go tell our people, say their shrine, their quote-unquote juju shrine for their backyard is more important to them than going to a church. We could teach our people, say, keep your money, put your money for pocket, use your money, buy things, buy food for your healthy food, nutritional food, nutritious food for your family. You know, if you buy food where they're healthy, you know, if you commode money, buy healthy food, but you feed commode that same money, you feed commode that same money, give to a criminal, you know, and all in the name of paying tithes. Now, waiting, we could work on that. We need to work on telling our people, teaching our people that. We need to start to tell our people, say, look, it is all right. It is all right to pour libation. It is all right to call the gods of heaven and the gods of earth at the same time, because they are the same. They play equal role in your lives. It's all right. We could tell our people, say, it is all right to go to the waterside and throw a chicken into the river to appease the water god. We could tell our people, say, nothing do them. It is all right to worship an answer. We could tell our people, say, it is all right to worship your ancestors. Don't let anybody come from God knows where, bring their own thing, come to tell you, say, what you're doing is wrong, simple because him won't control you, how you the think. We need to start to teach our people how to think for themselves. How to think, how to think outside of their brain. How to use the environment to think. I don't know if that makes sense, but if that don't make sense to you, it means that you get problem too. We need to teach people how not to think only with your brain, but think. Use the environment to think. Nah, this is my Niger going. I swear to God, I'm going to visit my home at least once a year. I'm telling you, so much we need to do a lot for my people. I'm Daki Day on Church of Wisdom. Nothing do you. We're still Church of Wisdom, Daki Day podcast. Please like, share, and subscribe. And like I done tell you before, I say nothing do you. Protect yourself for some yama yama diseases. The virus is now there everywhere. So until I see you in the next episode, stay healthy.